This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The Lok Sabha has passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, negating the amendments moved by opposition. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced that the bill was cleared by the House, with 288 members voted in favour of it, while 232 members voted against the bill. The lower house held discussion over the bill for over 12 hours till late night. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widowed and divorced women. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "Such assumption that non-Muslims will interfere in the Waqf Board dealings is wrong." Rejecting the allegation levelled by opposition of government being anti-minority, he said, "Narendra Modi government has taken care of even the smallest minority communities like the Parsis." Responding to the allegations of opposition members who termed the bill unconstitutional, the minister said, "The opposition members have not been able to give any reason behind it."
अगर आप कहते हैं कि ये बिल गैर संवैधानिक है तो आप बताइए संवैधानिक कैसे है अगर अनकॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल था तो फिर किसी कोर्ट ने क्यों स्ट्राइक डाउन नहीं किया इसलिए मैं इस सदन में कहना चाहता हूँ कुछ शब्द ऐसा होता है कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल अनकॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल ये हल्के में इस्तेमाल नहीं करना चाहिए.
Intervening in the debate, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "No non-Muslim will come into the Waqf." He said there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions. Asaduddin Owaisi of AIMIM claimed that the bill goes against the constitutional provision of equality of all religions. Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT alleged that clause-by-clause discussions were not held in the JPC. The Lok Sabha adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of presence rule in Manipur. The House held a brief discussion on the resolution and raised the issue of violence in the state and the hardships faced by the people there. Replying to a debate on the statutory resolution in the House, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government is making all-out efforts to restore normalcy in Manipur.
सरकार शांति प्रस्तापित करने के सभी उच्चतम प्रयास कर रही है राष्ट्रपति शासन आने के बाद दोनों समुदायों से चर्चा भी हुई दो मीटिंग दोनों समुदायों के सारी संस्थाओं से अलग अलग हुई है पहली चिंता शांति प्रस्तापित करने की है चार महीने से एक भी मौत नहीं हुई है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a two-day visit to Thailand to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit. This is Prime Minister's third visit to Thailand after 2019 and 2016. Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart Pantothrantan Shinawatra at Bangkok this evening. They will review the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discuss ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchange views on regional and multilateral issues. In Myanmar, the death toll from deadly 7.7 magnitude earthquake has risen to 3,003 with more than 4,500 people injured. Meanwhile, Myanmar's ruling declared a temporary ceasefire in the country's civil war to facilitate relief efforts. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced reciprocal tariffs on several countries, including India, which will be charged 26% of its imports. In a press conference at the Rose Garden in the White House, Mr. Trump said the tariffs will not be fully reciprocal and the U.S. will charge countries around half of the levies they put on Washington. The domestic benchmark indices opened sharply lower after former U.S. President Donald Trump U.S. President Donald Trump announced a 26% discounted reciprocal tariff on Indian exports affecting sectors like textiles, chemicals, auto parts and electronics. In IPL T20 cricket today, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.